وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are talking about the human being from the perspective of the Quran and perspective of Islam. We're trying to understand ourselves before anything else. If I know myself, then I know my Lord by the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And Allah says in the Quran, Allah made them forget themselves because they forgot Allah. So we need to have a self-discovery in order for us to maintain the rights of one another. Now, human beings rebellious against constraints. That's just a headline. Although human beings are unable to completely break off the relationship with our past, be it the social, or be it the environment, or be it history, or be it the way we were born, these things we mentioned in a previous episode, mind you. We may revolt against these constraints and achieve freedom from their domination. We are able to bring about some kind of change in these areas through wisdom and knowledge on one hand, and our willpower and faith on the other hand. And we can adjust them to our own desires as to control the reins of our fate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created me in a way, and I have, you know, inherited certain things in terms of looks, in terms of history, in terms of social factors, in terms of geographical factors, which were imposed on me by my parents and where they were living. But can I rebel against that? Can I change certain things? And the question is yes. There are certain things I can change. Being, for example, in terms of heredity, when a person is born with certain color, certain type, now with modern technology, with knowledge, people can change the way they look in terms of their color of their eyes, their noses. They can do many things. They even can change the color of their skin now, right? Yeah, so there's a bit of freedom there. In terms of, for example, the social aspects, I was born in a certain environment. I can change that environment completely, go to a different environment. I can adopt a different religion. I can adopt a different faith. So also, I have a bit of flexibility there. In terms of my history, for example, I can completely let that go and start my own, and never mention where I came from and how, to whom should, you know, to whom do I go back? I can cut ties with my past and start a new page in a new place where no one will know me, and I never tell nothing about it, to my kids about it, and it will be a fresh slate. So there are flexibilities in this regard. We can control them as we desire, but obviously it has to be done through, as far as Muslims are concerned, has to be done through what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deems to be accurate and deems to be visible and applicable. I can't go doing things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has did not allow me to do in terms of when it comes to my body, in terms of when it comes to my faith, in terms of when it comes to my, at least even my history. You know, I say, well, I don't care about Islam, and the Islamic history does not concern me. No, obviously, there are still, as a Muslim, these things will carry on. You can have a bit of flexibility. but there are things are forced upon me. Let's take a short break and then we will come back right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. Now, when it comes to our to human beings, when it comes to the matter of being predestined as a human being. So when it comes to free will, we understood that we have flexibility in certain things, and in certain things we have no flexibility. Although by many that predestination is the primary factor which imposes limitation on a human being's freedom, we do not believe this in Islamic, though. In Islam, we do not believe in predestination. There are two questions that may arise. Does predestination exist at all? I mean, are human beings, are we forced to do these things? Is there such a thing? Does it confine a human being? Does it limit the human being if it does exist? And the brief answer is that predestination definitely exists as a reality, but it does not restrict the freedom of a human being. How so? Predestination carries two separate concepts. The first being the divine concept in disputable decree regarding the creation of events and phenomena, and the second being the measure of them, right? As we say, qada and qadar, right? According to theology, it is quite certain that the divine decree does not befall any event directly and without an intermediate. Right. It is any single event through this relevant cause. It demands a cause and effect. Okay, so type of organization of the world in which man acquires freedom on the basis of his wisdom and free will, and at the same time confronts limitations which are imposed on him by hereditary, historical, and environment factors that we've mentioned before. We then see that predestination is not a limited factor, but all kinds of limitations which appear to man under the divine decree initiates from the above causes, which is, you know, historical, social, and hereditary. This is the true of man's freedom, as well as a divine decree necessitates man to pose wisdom and free will, and to be able to release himself on a larger scale from submission to social environmental constraints and to manage his destiny. Human beings, yes, when it comes to predestination, there is predestination in nature. We moving towards one path. We going from this world to the next world. That's a form of predestination itself. But how I choose to go on about myself in this reality that I'm living in, which is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is my choice. I have the free will to either submit to Allah or not submit to Allah. I have the free will to submit myself to the social environment that I'm in, the social environment constraints, or I can break from them. I have an ability to do so. So does predestination exist? Yes, in definite answer, as a reality, it does exist. But when it comes to the freedom of human being, we can move. Does it confine me? No, it doesn't. So even that predestination, which is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world, but me and you, we still have the ability, we still have the capacity to change it to our advantage and to shape our own future. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion, this topic, in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله